This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We will, in the next 5 minutes, parse the economic from the political of the 5 days gone by, the tangible from the existential, if you can even believe I am saying that. Neela Richardson's at Redfin. Sheila Kolhatkar is with The New Yorker magazine. They are both in our studios in New York. Hey, everybody.
Hi, Kai.
Hi.
Neela, can we start with you and an actual economic statistical news that came out today? The consumer price index, inflation at the consumer level, up 1.7. It's running at an annual rate of 1.7%, which is basically bupkis and below where the Fed wants it. What's going on?
You know, it's a tale of two things, right? We haven't seen the wage increases that we've wanted to see. And so there's no pricing pressure in the economy right now. And that's perplexing the Fed. They don't know why. We are below full unemployment rate. And so there should be some wage pressure. But it's interesting. That statistic is more important for what it hides than what it reveals, because the shelter is growing at three times the rate of consumers, other consumer prices.
Shelter, so you mean like rent and mortgages?
Like your rent,
yeah.
Our rent, our house prices. So the rent is still too high and wages are still too low. So consumers are feeling inflation, even if the Fed isn't.
Sheila, let me move away from the actual and get into the as I said, the existential a little bit. And I want to talk about the markets, not for the market's sake, but for the uncertainty's sake. I don't know that there's anything more uncertain than the prospect of the president of the United States talking about thermonuclear war. And yet Wall Street, except yesterday when there was a little blip, Wall Street's going along saying la, 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 la with its fingers in its ears. Can corporate profits be that powerful?
I think the market has demonstrated a remarkable amount of resiliency in the face of just real sort of chaos in Washington, real unpredictability coming out of the president, this sense that at any moment he could tweet something and spark a trade war, a nuclear war, you know, alter the priorities in Congress. And also the fact that the members of Congress have been unable to pass any of the major legislation that was promised that businesses were very excited about. So it's a little baffling. My sense is that those on Wall Street who have a lot of influence over the market indices have learned to shrug off a lot of what Trump does. And I think that might be another example right here. There is also some research just about how markets respond to different war threats. And apparently, grumbling about North Korea is often something that is not taken seriously. So that may continue until it needs to be taken seriously.
Wow. Neela, to the thing that Sheila said about the president and his agenda and this war of words he seems to be having with the majority leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, the man who, in theory, holds his legislative agenda in his hands. What happens now with taxes and infrastructure and all the rest of the stuff that the president wants to get done? Still, health care is supposed to be coming back to the table. What happens? I mean, it's not like they made great progress so far.
You know, Kai, Shakespeare has come back to Washington in terms of this president. It's full of sound and fury.
Oh,
the
yeah,
world
there you
is
go.
A stage and the men and women merely players. McConnell is the latest target. But remember, for Trump, it's always about the base. It's always about the audience.
So
if we look past the latest target to the audience, that's where the agenda lies for at least our president. And it means that there's got to be some delivery of promises, either a promise to repeal Obamacare, which is not likely, a promise of tax reform, which is harder now because some of the pay-fors in the Obamacare are not going to come through. So there's got to be something. If it's infrastructure, we still haven't seen a plan for that yet. There's no deliverable yet to the audience. And right now, McConnell is the latest target for the reason why.
Sheila, give me your gut, would you, about the current state of the American economy?
Well, I think a lot of the numbers look pretty good, including unemployment, which is 4.3%, which is very low. But I think, as Neela was just mentioning earlier, I think for average people, it does not feel quite so rosy. I mean, there's a lot of talk about how the unemployment number is not reflective of true unemployment. There, you know, a lot of companies that I've spoken to recently are complaining that they're having trouble filling jobs. Yet wages are not going up. This is a very confusing phenomenon that economists are sort of baffled by. So I think a lot of people are still feeling a lot of anxiety about their personal financial situation, even though the data looks pretty good. And as we've seen, a lot of the profits are flowing to kind of corporate executive pay. Corporate earnings are very strong. They're still not filtering down to regular people.
Which gets us to where we're quickly, Neil.
Yes, I think Sheila just hit the head here. It's the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. It continues on even this far into the recovery.
Neila Richardson at Redfin and Sheila Kolhatkar. She's at The New Yorker. They were both in New York for us. Thanks, you two.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kai.